What's going on, everyone? It's your boy Prince Rara in the building, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture. Now, today I have Z in the building, and she is a crystal practitioner and also a psychic. And I'm going to sit down with her and ask her a whole bunch of questions about being a psychic and also about readings and crystals, because being a crystal practitioner, she knows a hell of a lot about the different types of crystals that you can use for healing. And it's going to be pretty interesting. She's pretty cool. She's really chill. So yeah, you guys can listen to this, because I know a lot of people are going through a lot of stuff, and that can, you know, mean job losses and relationships and just this whole curfew nonsense, especially if you're out here in North America. This is annoying. And also, you know what actually makes it a little bit difficult? Sorry, just going on about that. It's a bit weird when, you know, some of the country or some people don't listen and others are like law abiding, and then you're like kind of caught in the middle, like, so you don't know what to do, if you should be listening to the government or not, and like taking orders and all that kind of stuff, because then you're like, if everyone else is going around doing that nonsense and they're going to Mexico, like, why the hell can't I? But if everyone was like law abiding, like good old Australians, where they are so scared and they're just listening to the government. So anyway, that's just a little quick one on that. But I can't wait for you guys to hear what Z's got to say. She's really cool with all the damn things. She knows so much about these crystals. It's amazing. And also, obviously, she's a psychic. So, yeah, she knows how to read. She knows how to read. That's for sure. But, hey. Ooh, and can I give a shout out to DMX, who passed away last week? Oh, my word. Also, I am going through it recently, like really, really, really going through it, and it's just like, oh man. Anyway, just, you know, we never know what life throws at us, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to touch base on that. I'm sure, you know, other people out here are also going through some stuff too, whatever. I'm just, yeah, I don't know. I guess we're just going to stick on by and just, you know, hang in there, huh? Just see where life takes us, see what our purposes are and whatever else is going on. So, just mind me if I'm a little bit deflated in the voice. Anyway, you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is your baby boy Prince Rara.
Tell me what you see in me. Gotta be something different. You must be made for me. Patient is everything. In and out, in and out, in and out. Arguing, trifling, difficult. I want it.
You're joining me, Rara, and Z, a good friend of mine who's a crystal practitioner and a psychic. Let me ask her all the questions you wanted to know about being a psychic, and also Z will speak on crystals of the day, give readings, and also you'll find out all about your zodiac signs.
Hey, Rara, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so Z, I know that people get really excited when they know, when they see the word psychic, and I know that everyone wants to get to know that side of you, like they, you know, that really draws the attention of so many people because people are so uncertain about their future and they want to know what's going to happen in their future. And I know that I get, you know, reeled in by that as well. But other than you, you know, having like that psychic side and dealing with tarot and all that kind of stuff, you also deal with crystals for the healing purposes. So we're going to talk, you know, a lot about the, you know, crystals and all that kind of stuff like that. But just before we get into that, what came first? Was it doing readings or was it finding out about the power of crystals for you?
For me, I would always have visions and I would always dream things when I was really little. I'm talking about really little, and I would have deja vu moments. So I would probably say the psychic element was there for me first, and then I discovered the crystals later. But I was introduced to crystals when I was young as well from my grandmother, although she was quite religious herself. It's interesting because in our religion, like, you can mix a lot of spirituality and crystals and elements of the universe within the religion itself. So it was introduced to me at a young age, but I do believe that I did have premonitions through my dreams as a very young child. I didn't necessarily understand it, but I was exposed to it at a young age.
And were you afraid as a child, like, other than your grandma and stuff, did you have anyone that you were able to lean on for understanding? Was there any acceptance with what gift you had?
That's a really, really good question. And no, I was all by myself. I was alone. And it got worse when I became a teenager, because by that point, my grandmother had passed away. So, I mean, I couldn't really go back and ask her because I was quite close with her and she did raise me for most of my life. And my parents were not necessarily very religious, or they had their own version of religion, and they didn't believe in anything spiritual. It just, it wasn't them at all. So I was dealing with a lot of these things myself, and I would get really bad moments of anxiety, and I would be really unsettled, and I would never really understand why I would have a certain dream and then it would come true.
I know that you use crystals for healing for other people's purposes, but do you use crystals for your own purpose in terms of healing? And what is your favorite crystal that you like to use?
My favorite go-to crystal is clear quartz and carnelian. Clear quartz, because it's the only crystal that you can program. So it's like you can program anything you want in that crystal. And you can, it's also a crystal that is a amplifier. So it makes all your other crystals 10 times strong, and the energy around the other crystals will be vibrating on a higher vibration. So that is my favorite crystal. And carnelian, because carnelian, the color is an orangey dark brown color, and that color works on your solar plexus, which is your stomach. And your stomach, the organs inside of it are really, really important. It's to do with happiness, it's to do with anxiety, it's to do with fear, it's to do with all sorts.
Please can you tell me about the look and feel of the crystals that you mentioned before? So it was the...
So it was clear quartz and carnelian. So yeah. I like to use tumbled stones, but they come in all different forms. So yeah, crystals can grow in points, they can grow in clusters, then people can shape them into tumbled stones. So they kind of break up the big pieces, throw them in, you know, a tumbling machine, and they just start spinning around and they become a tumble stone. The reason why I love tumble stones is because they're so versatile and practical. Like, you can't take a big geode to work, but you can put a little tumble stone in your purse, wear it on your neck, a little hemp necklace, and carry it into work with you. So that's why I really love tumble stones and working with them, because they're so versatile. They're so easy to maintain and to take care of, because, you know, with crystals, you need to smudge them, charge them, cleanse them, all that kind of jazz. And having smaller stones to do that with is very easy.
What about the colors, though? Like, what colors are they? So people know what they're going to be looking to get with these two types of stones.
Yeah. Yes. So a good clear quartz, because they do come in different grades. A really good one has to be nice and clear. Sometimes it can have a little bit of inclusions in there.
Okay.
Little bits of rainbows are really good to go for. They're a bit harder to get. But a nice, solid, clear quartz, it has to be transparent and see-through. I personally like a little bit of inclusion in there, just because that gives me the confidence that it is a crystal, because there's so many fake ones going out there that if it was just completely clear, it could be glass. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so what's an inclusion? People don't know.
Like just a little growth inside of it, or a little dust of smoke, little dust of smoke in there. It could be a bit of smoky quartz in there, but a little growth in there is an inclusion.
Okay, so when it's like too clear, like then it's like a ripple.
Like too clear is still good, but sometimes because there's so many fake crystals out there, it could be glass. So for new crystal lovers out there and people hunting crystals, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. But in all fairness, it is whatever you feel a connection and energy with, because you could pick up the most beautiful crystal with the most beautiful colors of rainbows going through it, and you could feel nothing, but you could pick one that's very basic and it's really strong and vibrating in your hand. So it does really depend on how you feel when you hold it, but a good clear quartz should be see-through, and a little bit of inclusion is not bad at all.
Okay, and the other one, sorry, I'm really bad with names sometimes, and I should really know what the name of the crystal is that you mentioned before, but what was it, the second crystal that you spoke about? What was that
name?
Carnelian.
It can come in a few different colors, but a really good grade carnelian would be like a orangey brown color. So not too brown and not too orange. It's kind of got the combination of both. So really nice orangey brown carnelian is a good one to go for.
There was a point in time where I got really stuck into the rose quartz pendulum.
That was funny.
You're listening to CJLL 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Nauticulture with Prince Ra-Ra.